So the opposite way, if they could hear one another at daytime, that's how far away they could be, that they would still, the hen would not become fertile from the ground, but rather she would wait for the Zohar. And Rashi explains at daytime the voice doesn't travel so far. At night it's more quiet, so the voice goes further. So it means how far away it is by daytime to hear the voice. Now Ovid Rav Mori Uvdo Ad Shisim Boti. He did an Uvdo, he checked it out, and within 60 houses, if there's a male 60 houses away, then we say for sure any hen in that vicinity only becomes fertile from the Zohar, and therefore if the egg was checked out, the nest was checked out Erev Yom Tov, and now you checked it early in the morning on Yom Tov, the first thing, and you found an egg there, like, so it wasn't time enough for it to be born in the morning on Yom Tov. For sure it was born before this, so we say it's mutter, because it was not born last night, for sure it was born on Erev Yom Tov. Either you didn't check out well, or else could Rabbi Yechanan, that rove of it came out before Yom Tov, and then it went back into the mother's stomach, so that's not called a lady. Then at night time, that's called an egg that was born on Erev Yom Tov, and you're allowed to eat it. All right, turn over. The Gemara says, "V'ika nahor, if there's a river there, lo yover." You know, the chicken does not, well, the hen does not go over the river. Then we said, back to the lock of the hen would become fertile from the ground, and then the bay would be yosser. Then maybe it was born at night time. V'ika mavrover, but if there's a bridge there, then the chicken and the hen will go over the bridge, and then it'll be mutter. V'ika mitzvah, if there's only a string to go across, you have to walk over the string, lo yover. It's a chicken, it doesn't go over the string. But the Marav Yubdu V'yavra Mitzvah. There was a case once, but it did go over the string. So even though it happened once, when the Sound of the Gemara is saying, rove times it doesn't happen, you don't have to be afraid, he went over. Now, Marav Sakashi now, V'mayu Kimta, what do you want as that sign, the case that you said, the egg is also, V'disaf Namaria, when there's no male around, and then we say the hen became fertile from the heat of the ground, so then she could even lay the egg even at nighttime also. For the Gemara, if so, my Yiribodik, what do you have to tell me the case? We checked out the nest on Erev Yom Tov. Kilebodik Nami, even if you didn't check it out on Erev Yom Tov. But if you come Yom Tov in the morning, you have to be afraid. Maybe it was born last night. So Gemara says, no. Kilebodik, if you did not check it out from Erev Yom Tov, Eima Miyes Mulhevi. Then we can be Tolalalahokel, even though it's a Sophic, if this egg was born on Yom Tov or not. You don't know. We have right to say, Mistama, the egg was born Esmol yesterday. It's more time. Not last night, like this biggest svar to say, it was born yesterday. Like Rashi says, Techibun the Ruba b'yamama yoldan ilay boda telina b'yamama. Since rove of them are born by daytime, if we did not check an Erev Yom Tov, we would say for sure it was there an Erev Yom Tov, and therefore for sure it'd be mutter. Fredik Mori Yochiv, that's the svara ki bodik nam, even if you checked it out. Eimo, why don't we say like a Yechanan, that since rove are born by daytime, yotzus a Ruba, rove of it came out hak on Erev Yom Tov, it went back in the mother's stomach. So even though it comes out at night time on Yom Tov, still the egg is mutter. That's not called an egg that's born on Yom Tov, that's called an egg that was born on Erev Yom Tov. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan l'shchiach. No, that's what Rabbi Yechanan said, it doesn't happen so often. So we're not totally in that. Avad, it's more mistaber to say the egg was born last night. So if you checked it out, if you checked it out on Erev Yom Tov and you didn't find the egg, and then you come back Yom Tov in the morning, and the case where there's no Zohar around, then we say the egg is also. Because it's more mistaber to say the egg was born last night rather than saying it came out on Erev Yom Tov. V'yomer Rabbi Yosi ben Sholom Arav, Haytum Anu Halacha, now he's saying, oh, it's the same on the Yomer, Rabbi Yosi ben Sholom. That Haytum, if you have garlic, Shchika, that was chopped up, Sakanta Legluye. It's a sakon if you leave it uncovered overnight. In other words, just like we have by water, you're not allowed to drink water that's uncovered overnight, because we're afraid maybe a snake came and drank from it and put some poison in there. The same halach applies by a garlic. But l'maisav is manazer, we're not choshish for this. Just like by water, we're not choshish for this. Here also, l'chura, we're not choshish for this. Right. Then the Mishnah said, the second machlekes the Mishnah spoke about, the machlekes, v'shamim v'sil, about tzor, about that on Pesach you're not allowed to have any chametz in Yerushus. Not only not eat it, but you can't even have it in Yerushus. So Beis Shammai says that there's a difference, that Pesor is an Isra on a Kezayis, sourdough. And the chametz, the bread itself, you only chayv if you have the size of a kesevis, the size of a date in your house. So Gemara says, what's Beis Shammai's svar to say there are two different shirim? There's one shir of a Kezayis Pesor for sourdough, and there's another shir of a kesevis if you have the size of bread in your house over Pesach. The size of a date, that's when you chayiv. The Shami says in Cain, because if you want to tell me like Bethilul, they both have the exact same size. Lichtav Rachamon Chometz. The Torah just should have said, you're not allowed to find Chometz in Yerushus. V'loi boi Yisor. The Torah did not have to say, don't find Sora sourdough in Yerushus. I would have said like this. Oma Chometz. Ma de Chometz bread. Shein Chimutze Kosher. It doesn't have the power to make other dough rise. The rising of it is not so strong. Still, to still Menas Tamas the Kazayas. If you have in your house a Kazayas of bread, Yechayiv. So Sor. Sourdough. Shechimutze kosher, it's very strong, it makes other dough rise. So it's real chometz. Like kosher, isn't it for sure that if you have the kezayis of sor in your house, all the pesach should be chayv by your motzai? If so, sor the kosher rachmon alomli. Hakam Matura said, sor le motzai v'batechim. Hakam Matura said separately, don't find sourdough in your house. Is lomloch, it comes to teach us that shiurin shalzeh, like is shiurin shalzeh. They're two different shiurim. The size of a sor, sourdough, that's the size of a kezayis. Mashenka, the size of chometz, that's the size of a kesevis. So the more Beisilu, what's Beisilu svara? Shmicha, no, I need both sukkim. It's not called an extra pasuk, it's called I need both sukkim. Because Rachamon is sor, the third would have just said the word sor, havamin, I would have thought, mishum de chemutze kasha. Because it's very strong, it has the power to make other things rise. Avo chometz, Mashenka, in regular bread. Dein chemutze kasha doesn't have a power to make other dough rise, it's not so strong as chometz. Hey, Maloy, maybe there's no bayir or bayir matzai. Tzricha. That's what Torah has to say, chometz. Now, v'kos v'achmona chometz, let the Torah just say the word chometz. No. If the Torah would have just said the word chometz, I would tell you, know why there's a bayir or bayir matzai? Mishum deruya l'achila. Because I call upon him right now, it's edible. You can eat this bread. Avul sor mashenkin sourdough. Shein roya l'achila. It's not edible. Hey, Maloy, maybe the Torah was not mechayiv you for bayir or bayir matzai. Tzricha. That's why the Torah had to say both. By Yeroa, by Sor, and by Chometz. Therefore, by Silas says, both of them is the exact same size, both of them is the Kezayis, and the reason why the Torah said both of them is to teach us that both is by Yeroa, by Yemotzah. Furthermore, now, Akasha, Ubei Shammai, less Lud Reb Zera, is it true that Bei Shammai does not hold from Reb Zera? The Yom Reb Zera said, Posach HaKosu B'Sor, one Posach starts off talking about Sor, it says, Sor Lo Yemotzah V'Techem, the sign the chometz. The end of the pasuk is the chol machmetz says loisachelu. So it starts off with sor and ends off with chometz. Why? So Reb Zera says leimulah to teach us that zel sor zel chometz. The exact same shurim have the same size that yichayif for sor yichayif for chometz. So chur means to say just like sor is with the kezayis, who adin chometz is also the kezayis, and that's not like b'shamay. So the Maran says yes. Linyin achila kuli amalei pligi. Atein agei to eating, everybody is moida. That how much eating do you need to eat chometz on Pesach to be chayiv a kezayis? Ki pligi, where's the whole machlokes now? Mishnah tell you linyan beer. Only negate to beer when there's an isav by yiro by yimotzei. That beishamai sabra beishamai holds lo yafin and beer miachila. We do not learn out the isav beer of by yiro by yimotzei not to have chometz in yirushus from the isav achila. In other words, even though not to eat chometz, it's an isav be kezayis. Just like Sa'or, but for Bayir or Bayim Motze, Beisham, he holds a Svara, they're different Shurim. Who Beisil Sa'or, Beisil holds no, that Yafin and Bir Machila, we do learn out Bir from Machila. Both have the exact same size of a Kezayis. It Manam, we also learned like this, Omer Rab Yisi, Brachanina. Machlekes Linyan Bir, the Machlekes is Negev to Bir or Bayir or Bayim Motze, not to have Chometz in Yerushus. Avulinyan Achila, but Negev not to eat Chometz or not to eat Sa'or on Pesach. The Rihakol, both Beisham and Beisil hold that Zev is Zev Kezayis. Both Shurim is the Shir of a Kezayis, like Reb Zera says. Tanya Namiyach, we learn like this also. The Pasuk says, V'lo Yiror Lecho Asor, V'lo Yiror Lecho Chometz. Zeo Machlokes Shebein Beisham and Beisil. Here is the Machlokes between Bayiror and Bayimotzei, between Beisham and Beisil, if a Chometz is Bekezevis or Bekezayis. Shebeisham Yarmim Sor Bekezayis Bechometz Bekezevis, or Beisil Yarmim Zev is Zev Kezayis. But the machlokes is only negated to bayiro bayimotzei. How much chometz or sor you have to find in your house to be over? Mashenkit for achila, everybody is moida. The shir is the kezayis. All right, we'll stop here. We'll start again from the avzayin number base we're holding. So again, the Mishnah said the third machlokes was. If you had a machlokes in the Mishnah, if you shecht on yomtev a bird
or a chaya, there's a mitzvah kisi adam. So the shayla, can you make a kisi adam to cover up the blood on Yom Tov? So the Mishnah first, the Umar's Madaik, the Mishnah says, Hashrechit. Mashma dievedin. If you made a shchitam, then by Shammai says you're allowed to cover up the blood. If you come to ask the question, are we allowed to make this shchitah on a chai or knife, the din should be loy, you're not allowed to. Amosay, for what does the end of our Mishnah say? Basila says, don't shecht. You're not supposed to shecht a chai and a knife on Yom Tov if you don't have dirt prepared from before Yom Tov in order to make the mitzvah kisyadam. So that's Basila. Michlal, it's a mashma that Tanakama sovar yishchit. Beishamay's mashma lechetchila, you are allowed to shecht. So it's a stira of the ratio to the seifam. Lechetchila, if you have an oif, a chicken, are you allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov or not? So Gemara says, hold like kasha, there's no stira. I'll tell you, the Mishnah means to say like this. Lo yishchit v'yechase koma. Means to say, don't shecht and make the kisi adam. That's what the Mishnah means to say. So Rashi says, hold like kasha, lo yishchit v'yechase. That it Beitzilu says, don't make a shchitam, a kisa l'chude koma hadri. He's only going on the mitzvah kisi adam. Vochi komar, lo yigmar maisa shchita. Don't finish doing the maisa shchita, the hainu akisi. That's what Beitzilu means to say. And on this Beishami says, no. That, in other words, l'chitchila, you're not supposed to make the shchita. Don't shecht an oif on Yontif if you don't have dirt prepared before Yontif. But Beishami says, if you did do the shchitam, now you're allowed to do the mitzvah kisi adam. Beitzilu says, no. Even if you already made the shchita, you're not allowed to do the kisi adam. If you don't have the dirt prepared from before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to like take the shovel of dirt out of the ground on Yom Tov. So male, there's no stira. Lechetchila, maybe you're not allowed to do the shchita. Beishami just says, if you didn't ask and you made the shchita, now you're allowed to make the kisi adam, you're allowed to cover up the blood with dirt. But the Gemara no aim a sefer. What does the sefer of our Mishnah say? The sefer says, "Umoidim Beitzilul is moided to Beishamai Shim Shochat." That lo yitzi b'di'evad. The person did do a shchita. He didn't ask any questions, and he shechted the yoifa on Yom Tov. Halacha is sheyachbar b'dakav yichase. That even Beitzilul holds. Then you're allowed to take the shovel, like we'll soon see, that was stuck into the ground before Yom Tov. So it's only, there's no yesek katisha. You're not really making a harisha. It's only a question about muksa. It wasn't mukhan from before Yom Tov. So even by Tillul's Moedur, you're allowed to take this shovel that was stuck into the ground before Yom Tov and pull it out now on Yom Tov to cover up the dirt. So what do you see? That by Tillul's Moedur, if you already made the shchita, that you are allowed to make the kisli. So mechlal, it's a rayam, that the reisha lav the evadu. So really, where is the machlokes Beitzilul and Beitzilul, Beisham and Beitzilul, lechetchila? In other words, if you have a chicken now on Yom Tov, and you don't have dirt prepared from before Yom Tov, you only have your shovel that was stuck into the ground before Yom Tov. The question is, lechetchila now, are you allowed to go and shech the chicken? And according to Beisham, yes, and then you'll just pull out the shovel from the ground and cover it up. And according to the Beitzilul, no, you're not allowed to make the shchita, because the shovel is muksa now. Just Beitzilul holds, but the evidence, if you're ready, made the shchita, you're allowed to pull it out. So the chura, it's still a stira, that the ratio from the Mishnah says, ha-shechet is mashma only by the evidence, according to Beishamai. And later it's mashma, no, that according to the Beishamai, even the chetchila, you're allowed to make the shchita on Yom Tov, so it's a stira. So my answer is, oh, my rabbi, hochi komar. Rabbi says, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Ha-shechet. Here, when the Mishnah says Hashoichet Chayiv Reif B'Yomtiv, usually Hashoichet means B'Di'evad. If you did it, then you're allowed to. But here it's different. Here Hashoichet means that Hashoichet Shebo Limlech, a Shoichet that comes to ask Bezdin, what's the halacha? I have a chicken now, I want to shecht it, and I don't have dirt prepared from before Yomtiv. I only have my shovel was stuck in the ground before Yomtiv. Am I allowed to make the shechita now and afterwards take the shovel out to cover it up? So, what does Bezdin tell back to the Shechet? Beishamai says, yes, we tell you, you are allowed to make the Shechita now in Yom Tov. Chafor, then like pull out the shovel out of the ground, v'chasei, and cover up the blood. That's Beishamai's din. So, another day, you're allowed to do it. If you ask, they'll tell you, yes, you're allowed to make the Shechita. Beitzilu says, no, lo yishchit. No, don't make the shchita. If you ask Bezdin will tell you, you're not allowed to make the shchita on Yom Tov. Eleim kein, hoyeloi ofer muchim abad yoim. Only if your mamish have complete dirt that you put out of the ground before Yom Tov and you prepared it. This is the dirt I'm going to use now for Kisur Dam. So there's no question of Katisha, there's no question of Harisha, there's no Muksa. You prepared this dirt before Yom Tov, so then there's no question. The actual Shechita you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, because Eichel Nefesh is Deicha. You're allowed to do what you have to feeding. So you're allowed to make a Shechita on Yom Tov. The only question is, how could you cover the blood with the dirt? So if you have dirt prepared before Yom Tov, then you're allowed to. But if not, Beis Hillel says nothing doing, you're not allowed to make the Shechita. So now there's no Sphira. According to Beis Shammai L'Chachili, you're allowed to, and according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to. Rav Yosef from Rav Yosef says the same type of a teretz, but a little bit different than Rabba. We'll soon see what the machlokes is. But Rav Yosef from Ahochi Koma, this is what our Mishnah means to say, that HaShoychet Shebo Lahamlech, if a Shoychet again comes to ask Bezdin and ask the question, can I make a Shechita on a knife on Yom Tov or not? I don't have dirt prepared from before Yom Tov. I only have my shovel that was stuck into the ground before Yom Tov. So, Ketzadoy Maloy, what does Bezdin tell back to the Shoychet? Beishama Yemen Beishamai says, Oy Maloy, we tell the Shoychet, Leich, go, Chafor, dig, Shechot, then make the Shechita, V'chasei, and then cover up the blood. So this is a little bit different than Rabba. Rabba before said, first make the Shechita, and then dig and cover up the blood. Rabbi Yosef adds a little bit more to say, first you have to dig, chafor, like first pull out the shovel, get the dirt ready, then make the Shechita, and then v'chasei, then cover up the blood. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, no, lo yishchot, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to make a Shechita on Yom Tov, on a chaya and a knife. El imkein only, only if you have the dirt completely prepared before Yom Tov. You have dirt in a bag, in a basket, that's prepared, no muksa, no shalach harisha, such dirt you're allowed to touch on Yom Tov, you prepared it beforehand. Almanas used it for kis yadam, so now on Yom Tov, gezuntai, shech the yoif, and right away you mechas the dam. So now, the really, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said the same type of a teretz. Only Rabbi said that Beis Shammai says we tell him, make the shechita, and then cover the blood. And Rabbi Yosef added that first we tell you chafor. First, like dig, get the shovel out, and then make the shechita. So what's the difference? Omer Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef, Lema ma'avar Rabba. Let me explain what's your machlokes and Rabba's machlokes. But the Rabbi Zera, your machulik in the din of Rabbi Zera. Omer Rav, come off the goose. Your machulik, your machlokes is telling the machlokes in the din of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Zera, Omer Rav. What was his halacha? The Yomer Rav Zera Amar Rav. Rav Zera said over the name of Rav like this: HaShoychet, if you shecht even in the weekday, a chaya or a knife or a bird, is tzorech sheyitein ofalamata. The mitzvah's kisya dam is like this. Halacha is like this: first you have to have dirt on the ground, then you make the shechita, let the blood go into dirt, and then on top of that you have to put blood. So that's Rav Zera's halacha. Put dirt. Why? Tzorech sheyitein ofalamata v'yofalamala. You have to have dirt on the bottom, then the blood, then dirt on top. Shenema, because the pasuk says v'shofach hasdamoi, like make the shechit and let the blood come out. V'chiseihu be'ofer. That's what the pasuk says. V'chiseihu be'ofer into dirt. So ofer le'nemer. The Torah doesn't just say cover on top with dirt. Rather ela be'ofer. It should be into dirt. In other words, the blood has to go into dirt. The dirt's there first. Melamed comes to teach us. Sha'ashoychet, if you go into shech the chicken, or a chayam, a deer, is sorech sheyitein ofalamata. You have to make sure on the ground, first you have dirt there. And the dirt has to be soft dirt. The ofalamala, and you have to have dirt on top of that. That's the mitzvah kisya dam. The maris led the rabzera. Rab Yosef holds like rabzera. That's why Rab Yosef added and said, you know what we tell you to do? We tell you chafor. In other words, first get dirt on the bottom. Then shechot, then make the shechita, and then v'chasei, and then cover it on top. That's what Rabbi Yosef holds. That you have to make sure you have dirt on the floor, on the bottom. The Rabba less led Rabbi Zera. But Rabba just said, no, he just said, you're allowed to make a shechita, and then you cover up on cover on top. So Mashba Rabba does not hold from Rabbi Zera. According to Rabba, the mitzvah kisi adam just means when you have blood on the floor, anywhere on the floor, the mitzvah is to cover it up. There's no mitzvah to have dirt on the floor. It just emits with the covered dirt on top of the blood. So that's why Rabbi just said all you have to do is shechot, shech the chicken, and then the chasei covered on top. So that's the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Zera. So the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef answered back to Abaye and said, no, Omalei, Rabbi Yosef answered back and said, Bein l'didi, according to me, Bein l'rab, even according to Rabba, Islan the Rabbi Zera, could be both of us really holds like Rabbi Zera's chiddush, that the law is the blood has to go into dirt and dirt on top. What's our machlokes here? That we say, Rabba just said, make the shechita and put dirt on top. And Rabbi Yosef said, no, first chafor, make sure there's dirt on the bottom. That Rabba sub, Rabba holds, it's a din of machlokes only by yomtiv. If from before yomtiv, you have dirt on the floor, and now all you have to do is just do the shechita, let the blood go into it, and cover it on top, that's okay. In, then we say, okay. Of Eloi, let's say you don't have dirt on the floor. You only have a wooden floor. So you want to make the shechita now. Before you make the shechita, the locker is you have to first get dirt and put it on the floor. Loi, so Rab holds on yomtiv, you're not allowed to do that. If you don't have the dirt from before, you are not allowed to get the dirt now to put it on the floor first. Why? Chashin, because we're afraid, Dilma Mamlech, you'll change your mind for Loi Shochet. You'll change your mind, you won't make the shechita on yomtiv. So when it came out, you were Torcha Tircha Shtala Tzarech. In the meantime, you went and got this dirt, you took the shovel out of the ground, you got the dirt, you went to throw it on the floor, and then afterwards you have to first go get your chicken, get the knife and make the shechita. So we're afraid in between maybe the person will change his mind and he'll say, I don't want a shecht anymore. So it come out, what did we do so far? He was matriach, he had bothered himself by getting this dirt to put it on the floor, and that's not nice, you're not supposed to matriach yourself on Yom Tov. Rashi says here, Nimsa Shechoifa Bechinim. It comes out, you like dug the ground up for no purpose. That's a Tircha Shtel Tzarech. So that's why Rabbi says we don't let you make the shechita in such a case. Only if you already have the dirt on the floor. Now, make the shechita and the blood goes into the dirt. All you have to have is dirt on top. That Beis Shammai says, yes, we're allowed to get dirt on top. Avaludidi, but Rabbi Yaisa says no. I hold Adarabba, just the opposite. Ho Adifa, this is better. Di loy sharis lay, if you don't let him make the shechita. What's happening here? You only have a wooden floor. You don't have any dirt on the floor. So Rabba says we don't let him bring dirt to make the shechita. Rabbi Yosef says, no, that's worse. Like you're telling him not to make a shechita, he's not going to have chicken teeth. Comes out, osi lamnuya misimchas yomtiv. You're making this person not have simchas yomtiv. Lamnuya, holding him back. I'm holding him back from having a simchas yomtiv. He's not going to have chicken teeth. He's not going to have a chai. He doesn't have any meat to eat. So it's not kedai not to let him eat meat. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef says, no, we let him first take the shovel out of the ground and put the dirt on the floor. And we're not afraid you'll change your mind and not shecht, because we would rather you shecht and have meat to eat, and rather than saying not shecht, don't have meat altogether. So that's what Rabbi Yosef holds. It's better off having the chicken, having the meat. I maybe will change your mind. We can't help it. If you change your mind, you change your mind. But it's better to let you make the shechita and to have a yomtiv, have a simple yomtiv, than say don't have any simple yomtiv. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Umoidim shim shochat sheyachpa v'daka v'chasa. Even by Silla's moida, that if you already made the shechita on yomtiv, you didn't ask any questions, you went and you shechted the yoif on yomtiv, and now the blood is on the floor, that you are allowed to take the shovel and cover it up on yomtiv. But still was made, but the if you shechted, you're allowed to cover it. For the Mara Omer Rav Zeriko, Omer Rav Yehuda, for who she eshle dake noise by join. Chura Beisilil and Chura even Beishami also means like this. We're only talking about in the case that you have the shovel that was stuck into the ground from before yomtiv. You're not allowed to lechatchila now on yomtiv. Take your shovel and stick it into the ground. That's Ramach Nisidi Raisa. You're making Charisha Katisha. No, we're talking about you have the shovel that was stuck into the ground from before yomtiv. So there's no issue to your Isa. It's only a shala for muksa, is it mukhin or not? So this Beisilah says, you're not allowed to do it in the chathchila, it's muksa. And only b'dievet, if you already made the shechita, then we say yes. And Beishamai says, no, right away you're allowed to pick up the shovel and cover the dirt, the blood. For the Gemara of Akavik Ketisha, at Havimineri, so what if the shovel was stuck into the ground before yomtiv? But you're still making Ketisha. By picking out the ground, you're like chopping up the ground and making it soft. That's Mamas the Malach of Teichin, Rashi says. So Rashi explains, V'akavet Ketisha. We have Yehuda Park. We're only asking the Kashna according to Yehuda. The Yomar Yehuda says, V'ushiyesh tadaka nasa noitz. You have to have the shovel stuck into the ground from before yomtiv. Alma, what do we see then? The time of the Masnitz and Lav Mishum the Yossi Yesi the V'chasei Be'ofron V'dochi Yisloisa Seikom Locham. that the pshat that Ben Shammai said you'll have to cover the blood is not the pshat that we say esay doichaloi to say that really you're making harisha now, really you're making katisha now by digging the ground. It's nisi the raisam. But so what? Since you're doing it for the purpose of being mekayim the mitzvah's esay of covering up the dam, maybe that's mutter. But from Yehudi you see that's not the svara. Because he says it's osur, even according to Beis Shammai, only if you have the shovel stuck into the ground from before Yom Tov. Ela mishum, the kva chof of yomid. The only reason is that since the shovel was stuck into the ground from before Yom Tov, it's considered like you already made the chfira. It's already dug from before Yom Tov. For the Gemara, no, for a covered katisha. But now by pulling the shovel out of the ground with the dirt, you're doing another malacha though. You're doing katisha, you're chopping up the ground. Shadayin regovim adubakim heim. Like the dirt is like stuck together. It's a piece of dirt. We ain't emruin lekisui. You can't stop take a big piece of dirt and throw it on top of the blood. El imken koichon. You have to first chop up the pieces of the dirt into small pieces. Now the koitish told the teichenu, O malachi, this malach of chopping up this big piece of dirt, that's an issi deraisa. That's the malach of teichen, of grinding. That's the kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it mutam? Are you making a katisha now? You're chopping up the dirt by pulling up the shovel, even though it was stuck into the ground beforehand. There's no isacharisha, the ground was soft, but the mitzvah now you have to chop up the dirt. So Marit says, no, I'm Rabbi Chiyah Barashi, I'm a Rav, be off with Yehuach. We're talking about a kimtum that has very soft ground.